Hello, hello. So, I wanted to come on here to talk about what I'm going to be talking about in the coming weeks and months in regards to Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. First, a little intro on Ehlers-Danlos. It is a connective tissue disorder that affects, obviously, the connective tissue, but the connective tissue is such a good amount of the body that it affects different areas for different people. And I mostly wanted to create this to possibly help others with the struggles that I have gone through in the past and only just recently been able to find some light and some hope at the end of the tunnel for me. And so I just kind of want to go through and share my experiences with healthcare, my experiences with natural remedies, my experience with being somewhat treated poorly, and also kind of show you some of the maneuvers that I had to make through the 15 plus years of trying to get help with the disease and disorder, and trying to make sure that I was still maintaining an independent lifestyle for myself, and also just trying to hopefully help you to understand that I know the struggles. I know I've been there. It's heartbreaking at times. And I'm hoping to be able to share my experience and things I've tried and what worked for me and what didn't. The tricky thing with Ehlers-Danlos is the fact that even if you have the same diagnosis as someone else, you can have completely different symptoms. You can have completely different pain issues, and you can have a completely different overall outlook on the disease. So I want to kind of cover that basis mostly in general for everyone, and the fact that just kind of how I've managed it, how I've gone through it. There's several categories of Ehlers-Danlos. I have four of them, including vascular. So it's a struggle. It can be scary at times, and I think finding the right resources is always helpful. So I'll be showing you where I go to find resource information to share with opticians and to share with dentists and doctors and what have you to help you in the search. We will be discussing just in general, what you should present to a doctor to help make sure you're getting the best healthcare if you're using physicians or healthcare providers to help you on your journey. And as always, if you have any topics you want to make sure that I cover, please let me know. I will make sure that my contact information is included. And if there's something specific you want to see me cover, or if there's something you want me to go over, or there's something you need me to repeat, please let me know. Like I said, I'm just doing this to hopefully help others because I know that the struggle is pretty intense and it can have a lot of highs and a lot of lows. I will also talk about possible cost-saving measures because as someone who spent probably thousands upon thousands, if not more than that, on trying to find solutions, hopefully I can help you find a cost-effective way. Because having a disability in general can be financially straining as well. So I will be including that as well. I will be continuing to do episodes every week. And hopefully, you guys can tune in and let me know if there's something that you need or you have questions that you have to ask. I'm always here to try and help. I definitely advocate for chronic worriers in general, not just for Ehlers-Danlos, but really just anyone who's facing a chronic condition. And I definitely try to advocate for anyone that is struggling. So I'm hoping that you find this helpful, and I look forward to chatting with you and sharing information in the future. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.